2013年7月22号下午4:24。
In July 22nd, 2013, in the 4:24 in the afternoon.
英国伊丽莎白女王的曾孙乔治王子在伦敦的 St. Mary Hospital 诞生了。
The great grandson of Queen Elizabeth, Prince George, was born in St. Mary's Hospital.
根据英国的传统，王室的成员诞生后就会把布通告放置在白金汉宫、外面的地方给人们知道。
According to the tradition, when a baby is born in the royal family, an announcement is to be noticed outside of the Buckingham Palace.
在当天晚上的9:40，在 St. Mary Hospital 的外面有一个英国女王的侍卫就摇座铃向公众公布乔治王子诞生了。
In the night 9:40, a servant of the Queen Elizabeth, with a bell in hand, announced the birth of Prince George.
我们中国人在家中如果有成员诞生的话，诞生的喜讯通常会先汇报给自己亲密的人。
In our Chinese family, usually when a baby is born, the news is first noticed to the person who is closest to the family.
我们首先会汇报给我们双方的父母，然后告诉其他家庭成员和朋友。
First, probably, it will be reported to the parents of the husband and wife, and then it will be told to the other family members and friends.
2000年前在伯利恒的野地有几位牧羊人。
2000 years ago, in the wilderness of Bethlehem, there were a few shepherds.
到底有多少位圣经没有告诉我们。
How many of shepherds the Bible didn't say?
我们所能够知道的是牧羊人的这个、希腊原文是复数。
But we know in the original Greek, it was a plural.
这几位牧羊人那天晚上有奇妙的经历。
There was very, very interesting, wonderful experience for the shepherds that night.
这个经历是他们接到一个好消息。
They received the good news.
是一位婴孩诞生的好消息。
A good news about the birth of a baby.
这个经历当中，他们有奇妙的看见。
In the experience, they had wonderful visions.
今天早上我们要以三方面来看他们看见了什么。
In this afternoon, we're going to talk about it in three aspects.
第一方面我们要看的是他们看见天使显现。
The first, they saw the appearance of an angel to them.
故事是发生在当天那天晚上牧羊人在看守着羊群。我们可以想象在中东一带的晚上不像现在一样有电灯和街灯。
The story happened in the night in Bethlehem. We can imagine at that time, 2000 years ago in the Middle East, it is different from today. There was no electric lights and no other lights as well.
我们可以想象、在野地里一定是很暗。
Let's imagine in the wilderness, it must be very dark.
所能看到的光是月光。
Probably the only light they could see were the moonlight.
或者有可能牧羊人在周围的地方都点着了火把。
Maybe the shepherds also set up some torches around them.
在黑暗的当中，突然间他们看见从神而来的荣光四面照着他们。
In the darkness, suddenly they saw the glory of light from God appeared to them.
就有一位天使就出现在他们的旁边。
An angel appeared to them.
有这样的经历，当然是与平常人的我们都会被吓坏了。
With this experience, an ordinary person like us would be scared, terrified.
圣经里面也讲，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。
The Bible recorded that the shepherds were terrified.
在他们的旁边，天使后来对他们说话。
So the angels then told them.
天使说不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
The Bible says, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
天使先安慰牧羊人，不要惧怕，然后讲出他来的原因。
The angel first comforted the shepherd and then told them the reason for his coming.
他来的原因就是要报好消息。
The reason is to bring a good news.
他说，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
He said, I bring good news of great joy for all the people.
这个信息从天使所讲的话，我们知道是欢喜快乐的好消息。
From the words, we know that the news is a very joyful news.
这个消息跟和万民有关系的。
And the news is for all the people.
换句话说，这个消息啊、是我们每一个人都啊、有关系的。
In other words, the news is relevant to all of us.
到底是什么好消息呢
？What is the good news?
第十一节告诉我们，因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
In verse 11, it says, Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
主的实质是说有一位婴孩诞生了，他诞生在大卫城。
The angel said, a baby has been born, and he was born in the town of David.
如果你是牧羊人的话，你怎样想呢？
If you were the shepherds, what would you think?
这婴孩跟我有什么关系呢
？What is the relation for him and me？
世界上诞生的婴孩这么多，怎么会这个婴孩特别跟我有关系呢
？In the world, there are so many babies are born. Why this baby is so special for me？
何必你天使告诉我这个消息
？What's the reason for the angels to tell me about it？
但是天使讲的这个婴孩不是一个普通的婴孩。
But the angel said this baby is not an ordinary baby.
到底他是谁呢
？But who is he?
他就是救主耶稣基督。
He is the Savior Jesus Christ.
这个牧羊人是犹太人。
The shepherds were Jews.
天使告诉他们啊、诞生的是主基督，对于犹太人来说应该是好消息。
For the Jews, when the angel said the baby is the Savior, for them this should be a good news.
为什么呢？因为基督在希伯来文和希腊文是弥赛亚的意思。
Because the Savior here in the Greek or Hebrew means Messiah in that language.
原来犹太人在盼望、在等待着从耶和华而来的一位弥赛亚的到来。
Because the Jews had been waiting for the coming of the Messiah.
他们相信弥赛亚来到世上是要来救赎他们脱离外邦人的管制。
They believed that the coming of the Messiah is to save them from the control of the Gentiles.
也就是当时候的罗马政权的管制。
That was the Roman Empire.
他们相信神要弥赛亚的到来是要建立一个国度，叫做犹太的国度。
They believe that the coming of Messiah is to build a new country called the Kingdom of Jews.
可是他们没有想到，耶稣基督就是他们的弥赛亚。
But they didn't know that Jesus Christ was their expected Messiah.
耶稣基督来的目的不是救他们脱离外邦人的管制。
The coming of Jesus Christ was not to save them from the control of the Gentiles.
乃是要救他们脱离罪恶的捆绑。
But to save them from the bondage of sins.
牧羊人相信天使的话，这的确是一个大喜的信息。
The shepherds believed the words of the angel, and it indeed was a good news of great joy.
这信息是关乎万民的，不是单单是给犹太人的信息。
And it was news for all the people, not just for the Jews.
牧羊人应该对旧约圣经是很熟悉的。
The shepherds probably were very familiar with the Old Testament.
因为旧约圣经在以赛亚书第九章第六节早就预言过。
In the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 predicted.
以上六节说，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩的头上，他名称为奇妙、赐世、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
Isaiah 9:6 says, "For us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace."
耶稣基督的诞生是为我们而生。
The birth of Jesus Christ is for us.
他来到这个世界上是为了救赎人类。
His coming is to save the whole human being.
是我们从魔鬼撒旦的权势当中被拯救过来。
So that all of us can be saved from the control of Satan.
使我们不再受到罪恶的捆绑。
So that we are not bound by the sins.
使我们能和神建立美好的关系。
So that we will build good relationship with God.
使我们能够享受到神为我们预备在天上的福分。
So that we can enjoy the blessings in heaven prepared by God.
到底耶稣是谁？
But who is Jesus?
以赛亚书告诉我们，他是全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
Isaiah tells us he is the mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
他是谁？他是神，他是君王。
He's God, He's the King.
既然是神是君王，那么他来到世间必须是诞生在皇宫才对。
But if He's God, He's supposed to be born in a royal family.
但是他不是降生在皇宫，因为神的救赎恩典是临到万民的，这包括在上流社会的生活的人，也包括了平民各个阶层。
But he was not born in the royal family because his salvation is for all the people. It includes all the people with higher social position and lower social positions.
他诞生的大喜信息必须是先通知君王，然后再从君王的信差里面传给人民才对。
We may think that the birth of him should be told to the kings first and then the ordinary people.
但是神没有这样做。
But God didn't do like that.
从今天的经文我们知道，大喜的信息是由天使传给牧羊人。
From the Bible verses we know that the birth of Jesus Christ was passed to the shepherds.
那就好奇怪呀。
That was very, interesting.
一个婴孩生下来，当然最先要知道的是那些最有密切关系和最重要的人。
When a child is born, the news about him is supposed to be told to the most important, closest person to him.
正如就刚才我们看的乔治王子的诞生，最先知道的必须是英女王和她的丈夫。
For example, the birth of Prince George.Was told to the Queen Elizabeth and her husband first.
也包括乔治王子的爷爷 Prince Charles.
And also his grandpa Prince Charles.
怎么基督耶稣的降生牧羊人是最先知道的呢？
How come the birth of Jesus Christ was told to the shepherds first?
那些牧羊人跟耶稣基督的诞生到底有什么关系？
What kind of relation do these shepherds have with Jesus Christ?
在当时的社会里面，牧羊人是属于下层阶级的人士，是最贫穷的人。
At that time, shepherds belonged to the lower position in the society, and they were the poorest people.
牧羊人是当时人民都看不起的一个职位。
They were looked down by others.
但是神的眼光来看，耶稣基督的诞生跟这群的牧羊人是很有关系的。
But in the eyes of God, the birth of Christ has very important relationship with these shepherds.
因为耶稣基督的诞生和牧羊人有关。第一，耶稣基督来到这个世界的目的是为了每一个阶层，包括牧羊人。
The birth of Jesus Christ is very relevant to the shepherds. First, when Jesus Christ came to the earth, he is for all the people, including the shepherds.
第二，在伯利恒的野地，你的牧羊人看守做的是主人的群羊。耶稣基督将会成为大牧人。
The shepherds in the wilderness was watching the sheep for their masters, and Jesus Christ will become the great shepherd.
耶稣基督看守做的是属于神的羊。
Jesus Christ watches all the sheep for God.
这些牧羊人是主耶稣基督的羊，大牧人来到了是要使羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
The greatest shepherds will take care of his sheep. The shepherds are also his sheep. When the greatest shepherd comes, he would like the sheep have life and have life to the full.
第三，牧羊人牺牲他自己保护看顾羊群，这群牧羊人所看顾的羊群是将来要送到圣殿里面作为祭物的群羊。
The shepherds to sacrifice their life to take care of the sheep. These sheep would be used for sacrifice in the temple and to save our sins.
羊作为祭物的目的就是为了赎罪。
So the sheep was used to as atoning sacrifice.
罗马书第六章二十三节说，罪的工价乃是死，人要为自己的罪死。
In Romans 6:23, it said, "For the wages of sin is death, and man will die for their sins."
但是羊成为了代罪羔羊，在圣殿里面为以色列人的罪死了。
But the sheep was used as a sacrifice and died for the sin of the Israelites.
可是耶稣基督是好牧人。
But Jesus Christ is a good shepherd.
约翰福音第十章十一节说，好牧人为羊舍命。
John 10:11 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
大牧人耶稣基督亲自为人，也就是羊的罪成为了赎罪祭。
Our good shepherd Jesus Christ became the sacrifice for all the men and for the sheep.
他死在十字架上。
And he died on the cross.
各位，耶稣基督啊，来到世间将成为你我的救赎主。
Everybody here, Jesus Christ, he's coming to the world, become the savior for all of us.
他要救我们脱离罪恶的捆绑。
He's coming to save us from the bondage of sin.
他要救我们脱离撒旦的权势。
To save us.To escape the control of Satan.
凡信靠他的并接受耶稣基督为个人救主和生命的主的人就可以和神和好。
All who have believed in him and accept Jesus Christ as a savior will be reconciled with God.
也可以成为神的儿女。
And all become the children of God.
又能够享受神赐给我们的永恒永生的生命。
And we enjoy the blessings from God, the everlasting life of God.
神为我们预备了是永恒的家业。
God has prepared eternal home for us.
在永恒的家园里面，将来我们可以和神永远在一起。
In the everlasting family, we live with God together all the time.
当我们的始祖亚当和夏娃犯罪之后，罪就入了世界。
When our ancestors Adam and Eve sinned, then sin entered the world.
我们在世上的日子里面，我们受到肉体的痛苦。
In the life of this world, our body will suffer from, we will have suffering.
我们受到罪恶的辖制。
And we are controlled by the sins.
神为我们预备的地方是没有痛苦的地方。
God has prepared a place without suffering.
这个地方也没有眼泪，这个是大喜的信息。
A place without tears, this is a great good news.
今天你是否肯愿意来到神的面前接受这救赎的恩典呢？
Today, are you willing to come before him to accept the Jesus as the Savior?
这个大喜的信息也是神要给你和我的。
The great good news is also for you and for me.
第二点，牧羊人看到的是什么？他们看见一大堆天兵赞美神。
The second, the shepherd also saw a great company of heavenly host praising God.
当天使和牧羊人说话的时候，突然有一大队的天兵出现。
When the angel was talking to the shepherd, suddenly there was a great host of heavenly, great heavenly host coming.
天兵和天使一同来赞美上帝。
The angels and the heavenly host praised God together.
他们赞美说，在至高之处荣耀归给神，在地上平安归给他所喜悦的人。
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests.
歌颂赞美神是何等喜乐的事情。
How joyful a thing is to praise God.
和天使和天君一起的歌颂赞美神是牧羊人奇妙的经历。
To praise God together with the angels and the heavenly host, it was the shepherd's wonderful experience.
是从天上来的喜乐和赞美的歌声。
This is a song from the heaven.
这歌声能够消除他们一切的忧虑和恐惧。
The song can get rid of all their worries and sorrows.
直到他们后来很渴慕的要来朝见那婴孩耶稣。
So that after they longed to worship this baby.
所以圣经说，众天使离开他们升天去了，牧羊的人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去，看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。
So the Bible says, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹和朋友们，圣诞佳节不是圣诞老公公的事。
Dear brothers and sisters, Christmas is not about Santa Claus.
圣诞佳节的主角乃是耶稣基督。
The main character of Christmas is Jesus Christ.
圣诞的活动不是购物、送礼、开舞会、购买圣诞树等等。
The activities of Christmas is not shopping, partying, gifting, and buying a Christmas tree.
因为这些活动是后来商家们为了赚钱而搞出来的活动。
All this activity was prepared by the business person to make money.
圣诞的意义是一个大喜的信息，传给万民的信息。
The meaning of Christmas is the great news for all the people.
这个信息就是耶稣基督为我们诞生在这个世界上，成就了神的救赎恩典。
This news is the birth of Jesus Christ for you, for us, for all the people to save us.
这个喜讯的日子，你的内心的深处有喜乐吗？
At this joyful time in your heart, do you have joy?
你有从神而来的平安吗？
Do you have the peace from God?
当你主耶稣基督的降生能这个信息能够成为你心灵深处的喜乐。
May the birth of Jesus Christ, may the news of Jesus Christ become the joy in your heart.
使你得做从神而来的平安。
So that you will get the peace from God.
当你主耶稣基督降生的信息成为你心里心灵深处里面的那一个平安和喜乐。
May the news about the birth of Jesus Christ become the peace in your heart.
天使没有用超然的能力迫使牧羊人去看耶稣。
The angels didn't use any supernatural power to force the shepherds to see Jesus.
但是他们向牧羊人所传达的信息和所唱的美妙诗歌，使到牧羊人自动的彼此说要往伯利恒去寻找婴孩耶稣基督。
It was their message and their voice that touched the shepherds who was willing to go to Bethlehem to worship baby Jesus.
第三点我们要看的是他们看见的什么？他们看见的婴孩耶稣。
The third, what they saw was they saw baby Jesus.
牧羊人的第三个奇妙经历是亲眼看到降生为人的耶稣基督。
The third experience that the shepherds saw baby Jesus within their eyes.
他们离开了旷野，往伯利恒去了。
They left the wilderness and for Bethlehem.
在伯利恒城里，相信也有好多好多新生的婴孩。
I believe in the town of Bethlehem, there were many other babies born.
到底哪一个婴孩是救主耶稣呢？
But which of the babies is Jesus Christ?
记得天使曾经对他们说，你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，这就是记号了。
The angels told them, this will be the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in the manger.
天使说，包着布卧在马槽里。
The angels said,Wrapped in cloth and lying in the manger.
我想当时不会有婴孩出生在马槽里而卧在马槽里。
I think at that time there was no other babies lying in the manger.
而马太福音第讲到了有几个博士从东方来朝见耶稣。
In Matthew records a few wise men came from the east to worship Jesus.Jesus.
第二章第十一节说，进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就伏伏拜那小孩子，卸开宝盒，拿黄金乳香，莫要为礼物献给他。
Matthew 2:11 says, On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure and presented him with gifts of gold.And of incense and of myrrh.
这一节显示博士是在房子朝见耶稣。
This verse says the wise man saw Jesus in the house,
而不是在马槽里。
Not in the manger.
耶稣基督已经被约瑟和玛利亚带离了马槽，到一间的房子去了。
So baby Jesus has already been taken by Mary and Joseph to a house.
从这里我们可以知道，第一批朝见耶稣基督的人不是博士，乃是牧羊人。
From here we see that the first group of people who worshipped Jesus was the shepherds, not the wise men.
牧羊人是很有福气的一群人。
The shepherds were really blessed people.
他们是第一批朝见万王之王、万子之主的王。
They were the first group of people.They were the first group of people who worshipped the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
他们朝见的是道成肉身的真神上帝。
They worshipped the God who became flesh.
这是何等奇妙的经历。
What a wonderful experience it was.
是别人没有的经历。
Nobody else had it.
各位朋友，我们都是罪人。
Oh, friends, we all are sinners.
我们罪人没有办法用肉眼看见真神上帝。
We sinners cannot see God with our eyes.
但是我们可以用我们的心灵的眼睛看见爱你和爱我的神。
But with our spiritual eyes, we can see God and love God.
只要我们肯来到神的面前，来接受耶稣基督为我们个人的救主和生命。
As long as we are willing to become God and accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord,
你将会经历圣灵赐给你的平安和喜乐。
You experience the peace and joy from the Holy Spirit.
你将会经历到神和你同在。
You experience coexistence with God.
亲眼见到了耶稣基督之后，牧人羊人好兴奋。
After seeing Jesus Christ, the shepherds was very excited.
圣经说，既然看见，就把天使论治孩子的话传开了。
The Bible says, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child.
耶稣基督降生的大喜的信息就借着牧羊人传扬开去了。
The news of great joy about the birth of Jesus was spread through the shepherds.
一直传了2000多年，一直到现在，这个信息还在传着。
It has been passed on for 2000 years, and the good news is still be spread.
我们听到了这大喜的信息，我们还要以行动去领受这个信息。
After hearing the good news, we need to use our actions to do the news.
否则的圣诞节对我们是没有意思的。
Otherwise, the Christmas is meaningless for us.
我盼望今年的圣诞节对你来说是一个特别的圣诞节。
I hope this Christmas is a special Christmas for you.
是一个很有意义的圣诞节。
It's a very meaningful Christmas.
今天下午我们有两位弟兄，他们见证了这位真神上帝在他们生命当中的作为。
A moment ago, two brothers testimonies their experience of God in their life.
他们经历到这位神，你也可以和他们一样经历到这位神。
You can just like them, you can also experience God in your life.
你只要来到神的面前祷告。
As long as you come to God and pray.
祷告说主耶稣。
Lord Jesus.
我承认我是一个罪人。
I admit I am a sinner.
求你赦免我的罪。
I ask you to forgive my sins.
我原本要为自己的罪负责任。
I know I'm supposed to be responsible for my sins.
谢谢你为我的罪担当了一切。
I thank you to bear everything for my sins.
死在十字架上。
And died on the cross.
我现在要来到你的面前来相信你，接纳你为我个人的救主和生命的主。
Now I'm willing to come to you and trust you, accept you as my Savior and the Lord of my life.
求你垂听我在你面前的祈求。
Please hear what I ask before you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
In the name of Jesus, Amen.
你愿意不愿意做这样的一个祷告
？Are you willing to do a prayer like this?
我们一起低头。
Let's bow down and pray.
我很慢很慢的把这个祷告讲出去，你就跟着我来讲这个祷告。
I will say the prayer slowly. You can say it after me.
主耶稣
，Lord Jesus，
我承认我是个罪人。
Admit I am a sinner.
求你赦免我的罪。
Please forgive my sins.
我原本要为自己的罪负责任。
I'm supposed to be responsible for my sins.
谢谢你为我的罪担当了一切。
Thanks you for bearing everything for my sins.
死在十字架上。
And died on the cross.
我现在要来到你的面前来信靠你。
Now I'm willing to come to you before you and believe you.
接纳你为我个人的救主和生命的主。
Accept you as the Savior and also Lord of my life.
求你垂听我在你面前的祈求。
I ask you to hear my prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus, Amen.
如果你做了这个祷告，你上会后就来找我。
If you have said the prayer.Please see the pastor after the meeting.
我要跟你一起欢喜快乐。
He's going to enjoy the with you together.
因为你做了这样的一个祷告，就是觉知的祷告。
If you have done that, it means you have accepted Jesus.
你已经进入到神的家里面。
You have entered the home of God.
我们要欢迎你进入到这个家里面。
We welcome you.